Broadcasting here at Kemper Catholic High School here this evening as it'll be Kemper Catholic taking on the Atlantic Trojans here as we begin high school basketball play once again here this evening in Hawkeye 10 action. And the Trojans are trying to avenge their only loss of the season here tonight on the road.
Yeah, we should have a good game here, Chris. Good evening, everyone. Hopefully the basketball game will move along tonight in an orderly fashion like the JV game did. A little rough and tumble out there in that junior varsity game, but Atlantic came away with a victory in that contest. 52-47, the Trojans knocked off Kemper Catholic in the JV game tonight as Joe Walker and Tristan Benn led the way. They each had 15 points tonight for the Trojans. Adam Weiser hit a few important free throws down the stretch to give Atlantic a little bit more comfortable lead, and the Trojans came away with the win in the junior varsity contest. It's an interesting matchup here tonight. Kemper Catholic is a team that's blessed with a fair amount of size. They got a number of kids, 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", coming up in the contest tonight, a whole bunch of them sitting around on the bench. Trojans don't have that luxury out there. In fact, they don't have a whole lot of depth in the varsity side, and this is the one team that was able to get them the first time around when these two teams played. They played back in Atlantic, and that was on December the 7th, just the fourth game of the year, and the Trojans took one on the chin, 64-57. They came in a close ball game after three quarters, but Kemper Catholic played a little better down the stretch and picked up the victory. They shot pretty well that night in that contest. Kemper Catholic was 24 of 41, 59% from the floor in that contest, 6 for 10 from the three-point line, and they also they struggled a bit They struggled at the free throw line a little bit, though, as they shot just 10 of 21, just 48%. Their worst shooting percentage was from the line, where you're supposed to shoot the best.
Yeah.
They struggled a bit there, and that's one of the things that helped keep Atlantic in the ballgame late. The Trojans didn't shoot very well. They shot just 39%, 22 out of 57 from the floor. They were 22%, 5 of 23 from the arc, and they shot 8 of 12 from the free throw line, 67% there. They also were out-rebounded 38-28 in the contest. Trojans got a dozen rebounds from Dalton Franken, but Kemper Catholic had five players who had at least five rebounds in the contest. They were from 5 to 9 in the rebound category in the basketball game, and Kemper Catholic had a pretty nice night from Cole Neary, 25 points on 9 of 15 shooting. 10 points from Sam Brinks in the contest as well. The Trojans had three players in double figures. Sam Markham had 19. Also, Dalton Franken with 14. Chad Christensen with 11 points. But, again, it took them an awful lot of shots to get there, and they just didn't make a high enough percentage. It's tough to beat a team that can do it for you down low when you don't make the shots from the outside. And that was a point in the season when the Trojans were struggling from the stripe.
Yeah, it was kind of that point in the year where Atlantic was in a little bit of a slump getting started with their shooting here for the season, really. They started off pretty slow for the whole season, but, you know, things started to click a little bit for them after that. I think it was kind of one of those games where maybe you're a little bit grateful for it at the beginning of the season to get your team refocused, maybe one of those little wake-up call moments that you really need to start, you know, hunkering down and focusing on really putting the ball in the basket and starting to improve, and they have done so since then.
Well, the Trojans are a team that's on a pretty good winning streak right now. They've won eight straight since their only loss of the season against these Kemper Catholic Knights back on December the 7th, as they've also beaten here Clarinda, Shenandoah, Norwalk, Harlan, all on the road, four in a row. In fact, only one of those games in that eight-game win streak was at home. That was a game against Denison. Otherwise, they've had those four on the road against Clarinda, Shen, Norwalk, and Harlan. And since then, they've been on the road at Tri-Center, Creston, and Red Oak, and now here tonight at Kemper Catholic. It's been kind of a tough stretch for the Trojans. Of course, they had that game against Lewis Central washed out because of snow late before the Christmas break. That'll be made up here this Saturday, so they'll get a home game here. But they've kind of been road warriors here of late.
Yeah, and maybe it's, you know, good for your team, too. You have that kind of confidence going out on the road and getting through a tough stretch like that as a ball club, and you come into a game that you know is going to be tough here, really riding high with a lot of recent victories in other people's houses, so you have that confidence coming in and do so again tonight.
Trojans 11-1 on the season, 6-1 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Kemper Catholic 8-5 overall. They're 5-2 in the conference, and they've kind of had an up-and-down swing. They won 2, lost 2, won 2, lost 1, won 2, lost 1. A win-loss win here recently. They lost on the road at Red Oak last Tuesday, and then defeated Creston on Friday nights, 46-44. They played some close games here of late, and now they get to come home to face the Trojans here tonight. Kemper Catholic's a tough team to figure. Some nights they can look really good, and then other nights they just look flat, and the Trojans are hoping they catch them on the flat night here tonight.
Yeah, certainly. They're kind of a team that seems to be a streaky ball club here so far, and It's kind of tough to get a good handle on, you know, what type of flow a team has when they're doing that in the, you know, the win-loss column each night out. But you look at many of their losses, and they've all been, some of them been very close games, too. So, you know, it's not anything that they, you know, are really going to hang their heads about. Like, you know, they're all worried about you know, changing up the whole philosophy, because that's not the case. But, yeah, they're just some of those close, tough games. They just come up on the short end of it. And you hope, yeah, once again here tonight for Atlantic, that they're able to catch them on one of those maybe just a little bit off nights.
Both these teams have played plenty of close ball games. Atlantic, of course, has played some close ones here. They had a rally from 17 down in the second half to beat Harlan back on December the 18th, a 43-41 victory that was surprising, quite frankly. Looked early in the second half like they were dead in the water, but they rallied back, mostly with defense. And they also were able to pull out a win against Creston, a come-from-behind win the other night. That game also on the road. Kemper Catholic's been doing it as well. We mentioned the win at home or on the road against Creston, 46-44 the other night. They also beat East Sac County, 56-50. They had a 56-54 win at Glenwood earlier this season. Lost to Creston the first time they played them just by 2 points. You know, they've been in a number of these close ones, too. Both of these teams have a pretty good feel of what it's like to play hard down the stretch.
Yeah, so I think they're well seasoned at this point, and they know that these types of games are very important to them as they start to head towards the latter portion of the season, and they'll both be fired up to get out there and get going here tonight.
You bet. We expect a good crowd. It's always tough. It's a tough place to play. Ever since they reconfigured the gymnasium here at Kemper Catholic to allow seating on both sides of the gymnasium floor, it used to be situated in the other direction. We had the stage on one side where there was no seating, and then on the opposite side you had all the stands. It's a little different feel now. Everything's very cozy, very tight. They got that little bit of upper deck seating behind the one basket where the old seats used to be, where the old stage used to be, a long time ago. But they... It's a place that can be kind of tough to play. You just feel like you're always cramped in, and these kind of gymnasiums are kind of fun when you we keep going to these concrete boxes all the time. It's kind of fun to play in a gym with a little character.
Yeah, and you get a place like this, it actually reminds me of my gym growing up in Glenwood was a very small gym just like this, and you know, it doesn't take a lot to get it loud, so that's kind of a definite an advantage here for the Knights. So they get really fired up, even that JV game, towards the end of it was getting pretty loud in this place, and you know it's going to be awfully loud here in this varsity game.
Even small crowds can get loud here at Kemper Catholic High School. Two teams on the floor getting loose for the ball game. We're about 5 minutes away from tip time here tonight. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll check starting lineups and get you ready for basketball here this evening. It's Atlantic at Kemper Catholic Boys, Hawkeye 10 Conference Basketball. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store, has been in business for 24 years. They're family-owned and operated and offer a big selection of vehicles at low prices. Hawkeye Ford, located east of Red Oak on Highway 34. J&S Carpentry of Atlantic, offering quality professional work on bathroom and kitchen remodeling. They'll even build you a brand new house. No job is too big or too small. Give J&S Carpentry of Atlantic a call today, 243-5788. That's 243-5788. The TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Stop by or give them a call, 243-3032. That's the TV Store located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Kemper Catholic High School in Carroll tonight as we get ready for this Hawkeye 10 Conference Boys basketball matchup here this evening. The Trojans and the Kemper Catholic Knights here this evening. Trojans in the road black uniforms tonight with the gold and white lettering and trim. And Coach Steve Blazik's team, as we mentioned, 11-1 on the season entering tonight's contest. They're 6-1 in Hawkeye 10 Conference play. Here's a look at the starting lineups tonight for the Trojans. It'll be Sam Markham, a 6'2 senior out front. He'll be joined by running mate Chad Christensen, also a 6'2" senior. Stuart Hoig at 6'2 and a senior will play at a swing spot with Dalton Franken, a 6'6 senior out there as well. And 6'3" senior Harrison Hoig will play in the post here tonight. Every one of these guys has a role. They play them well. Harrison Hoig's been especially impressive. He's not going to lead the team in scoring most nights, but he's going to lead the team in tough plays on defense because he's always matched up against a guy who's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, he's a guy that definitely does a lot of different things for Atlantic. He averages about 7 points per contest, and he also averages about or he has 49 rebounds here on the season as well, which is fourth on the team. So a guy that get out there and hustle and do a lot of different things here for you. For Atlantic, they've got, of course, a scoring trio of Franken, Markham, and Christensen. Franken leading the way with about 17 points a game, 13 points a game for Markham, and 11 for Christensen. They're shooting 46% from the field, including Franken's 53% on the season, which is obviously a very good number. Nine rebounds per game right now for Dalton Franken, as he's had 107 rebounds here so far on the season. And also Chad Christensen leading the way on the team with assists, with 70 assists, and that's about 5.8 per game for him alone, and then about 15 per game as a team, as they have 178 assists on the year, 130 steals, and just 105 turnovers. And a little stat that you came up with here as well, 67% of their field goals on the season have included an assist. So they've really been doing a good job of moving that basketball around and making each other better.
Absolutely, and they mix well. I mean, look at these kids. There's seven kids primarily that will play in the rotation, including Jared Falk off the bench and Ben Nelson as well, all seniors. They've been playing with each other as on the basketball floor since they were this tall. I mean, they were knee-high when they started playing basketball together. They know without looking where the other guy is going to be, so it's a good mix out there. It's tough to have an all-senior starting class when you think about it for next year, but for right now, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a good cohesive unit, and yeah, they've just been playing together so long, you kind of develop that extra sense of where somebody's going to be on the floor.
Let's take a look at the home team tonight. Kuemper Catholic Knights, coached by Tyler Edwards. They're 8-5 overall, 5-2 in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, entering tonight's basketball action. By the way, this is a conference game. They're both in the North Division, so it is a conference matchup. Not all the games against the South Division count. So their starting lineup tonight for Kuemper Catholic looks like this. It'll be Alex Dries, a 6'3 junior, with Jay Tigges at 6'4 and a senior. Cole Neary, a 6'6 junior, has been one of the leaders for them all season long. Sam Brinks at 6'6 and a junior. And Chris Halber, a 6'5" senior, will be the starting five tonight. They're in the white uniforms with the cardinal and gold lettering and trim. And the thing that jumps right off the page, Chris, is that they are pretty much taller at just about every position.
Yeah, and it shows up on the stat sheet as well with, you know, a stat that really has worked in their favor this year in rebounding the basketball. They have 444 rebounds as a team and three guys with almost 90 or more rebounds on the roster, which is very impressive. Chris Halber leading the way there with 7.6 a game. Mark Riley has 7 a game, and then also Sam Brinks with 6.8 rebounds per game. So three different guys that can really go up there and grab the basketball and pull down rebounds. And 49 assists is on the year as well for Riley, and 20 steals, and 23 steals coming from Cole Neary. And he's a guy that's going to lead the way scoring-wise, 16.2 per game, and Brinks with 16.9 per game, leading the way averaging on the season. And that's a look there at the roster there for you. Riley Bach is how I should have listed that name for the other rebounder in the mix there for Kuemper Catholic. But, yeah, a team that also does a very good job for the most part of taking care of the basketball. They do turn it over a little bit more than Atlantic, so maybe that's an area where Atlantic will exploit 187 turnovers on the season for Kuemper Catholic.
Well, one of the things that Atlantic always has in their favor defensively is their quickness out front. Chad Christensen and Sam Markham. We all know how quick and athletic Sam Markham is, but he's second on the team in steals. Chad Christensen actually leads the team in steals, actually by quite a decent margin, and he's one of the better ones in the state. They're a pretty good tandem out front. You've got to be careful at all times when you've got the basketball if they're around.
Yeah, they're both guys that can really do it. And Markham does it, of course, stealing the ball. And then also he's a guy that can go up and block some shots as well. He's got 32 steals, 11 blocks on the year. Christensen leading the team with 50 steals on the season. So, yeah, the guys that really get out and move. And they're a long, athletic team, so they do a very good job of getting into passing lanes when maybe some teams don't expect it.
Two teams just being introduced to the crowd here tonight as they finish that up, and we will have our national anthem here this evening as the crowd gets ready for the start of our basketball game here this evening. Let's listen in here for our start of our ball game here tonight as we have our national anthem this evening.
We welcome you to Kuemper Catholic High School and encourage you to be a positive part of this event by following these guidelines. Please respect the national anthem. Cheer with passion for your team. Respect the contest officials. Finish the contest strong, win or lose, and be a good representative of your school. Thank you for your efforts to make this a positive experience for all. This evening we pray for our families, families, and for a safe, enjoyable hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Now please remain standing as we honor America and those around the world that protect our freedom. Our national anthem will now be played by the Kemper Pep Band under the direction of Mr. John Millett.
That in the books. It's just about time for hoops here tonight. Hawkeye 10 Kemper's boys basketball, Atlantic and Kemper Catholic. Your starting lineups again for tonight's game: Markham, Christensen, Hoig, Franken, and Hoig, Harrison, and Stewart. The Hoig twins out front for Atlantic, and for Kemper Catholic, it's Dries, Tigges, Neary, Brinks, and Halbert. Your starting five. Hard to kind of get a gauge on a starting five for Kemper Catholic. They've had a couple of illnesses and injuries and things during the year, but the lineup for Tyler Edwards will shift a little bit from here to there. Riley Bach has started a bit during the year. Carter Ludwig has started a few games for them this year. They kind of play it with the matchups.
Yeah, and there have always been a team that really likes to rotate things as well and get a lot of kids out on the floor to keep feet fresh, and I think you'll see a lot more of a rotation once again here tonight.
Trojans will send Dalton Franken into the center circle. Sam Brinks will jump it up for the Knights. Knights will shoot to the basket to our left as we watch it from our broadcast spot. Trojans to the right as we are ready to go. Ball's in the air, tap controlled by the Knights, and we're underway here this evening. Kemper Catholic with Alex Dries out front will run the offense. Chris Halber has it well offside of the arc, guarded there by Harrison Hoig. Now left side it comes to Tigges. Back out top. They work the ball off the perimeter left side. Tigges in the left corner now. Back out top. Whoa, it almost threw it away. And now the ball knocked free and loose. Still loose on the floor, and the Trojans are going to tie it up. Finally, we get a whistle as the ball tied up down low. A tough pass behind Sam Brinks put him in a tough position. He was lucky just to get the tie up. So Dalton Franken will inbound in the backcourt as the Trojans will have their first possession of the contest tonight. Long lob left side. Christensen quickly up the floor. Stops on the circle. He'll bring it back out around top as Dalton Franken comes out to screen. 2-3 zone is the first setup defensively for the Knights as the Trojans work the perimeter. Stuart Hoig, the bounce feet into the left side of the paint. Quick jumper, elevating quickly and missing the shot is Dalton Franken, and the rebound comes out to the Knights. Back up the floor quickly along the baseline. On the drive, the wraparound layup is up and good underneath. That's Cole Neary, the 6'6 junior, with the first points of the ball game. The Knights have a 2-0 lead. Sam Markham back the other way to Christensen to the front court, and Atlantic will run the offense once again. Christensen out top, working it left side to Markham on the circle. He looks inside, nothing doing there as they flash Stuart Hoig through the lane. Christensen back to Markham. Markham working the left side against that 2-3 zone. 6:45 to go first quarter, 2-0, Knights lead it. Christensen out top, right side, off the circle, on the hesitation dribble, stops, bounces at baseline. It's Franken, he'll turn, right side, jumper up, dances off the rim, no good. The rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by Markham, who went up high over the top of Sam Brinks to get a hand on that, knock it out of bounds.
A decent couple of looks here early on for Atlantic, just not getting the shots to fall down, but they're doing a good job of trying to find some seams inside.
Knights inbound in the backcourt. Ooh, almost turned it over as Neary struggled with it over on the far side. Now up the floor, Dries, left side. Dries, pass across, stolen. Markham get the steal on the run out. Up the floor, he'll stop and lay it in. Sam Markham with a quick first step at a steal. And the quick elevation on the other end. We're tied at two apiece. 6:15 left in this first quarter. Knights front court with the basketball. Dries out front on the dribble. He'll step it back outside as Christensen looks to pick him up man-to-man. Trojans like to play a lot of man-to-man. which is good. They're very athletic. And a quick tip, knock into the back court as Christensen reached out and slapped that pass from Dries away. It rolled out of bounds. Neither player can get to it. And the ball will stay with Kemper Catholic in the back court. 5:59 left to go first quarter. Just a little more than 2 minutes gone here early. We're 2-2. Knights up the floor with the basketball now. Dries works the right side this time. Stops on the dribble. Back out top. Oh, nice quick feed underneath, and the layup is good. Albert got it to Sam Brinks, and Brinks with the lay-in. And it's a 4-2 ball game. Knights on top. Christensen on the long pass up the floor. Gets it ahead to Stuart Hoyt. The wraparound to Harrison. He struggled with it. Now banks it up, and it's in and out. No good. Struggle with the basketball on the pass down low. Back the other way in transition. Come the Knights. Wrap around back the other way. Quickly by Jay Tigges is missed. And Christensen with the board for the Trojans. Atlantic back front court now. Christensen top of the circle. Oh, quick pass inside. Stolen away by Halbert. Up the floor comes Dries. Here come the Knights. Bounce pass into the lane. That's a layup good by Cole Neary. And it's 6-2 in favor of Kemper Catholic. 5:12 to go here in the first quarter. These teams working to stretch the passing lanes. Back down low now it goes to Hoyg, and he'll leave it back outside for Hoyg. That's Harrison to Stewart. Now Christensen. Stewart Hoyg left wing with it. Bounce feed down low. Baseline, it's Franken. He'll try to drive. Ball's knocked away, and it's stolen by the Knights. The tap free, and the ball taken out of the air by Tigges. Dries up the floor now into the front court here for Kemper Catholic. Right side, bounce feed down low. Posting is Neary. He'll feed it back out. Now a three ball coming from the right side, and that's up and good by Alex Dries. And the Trojans in a familiar position, down early, 9-2. Right where they want them, right?
Yeah.
Up the floor, here comes Stuart Hoyg. He'll pull up, little jumper from 15 feet. Left side is no good, and the rebound down low, taken inside by Tigges, and he's fouled. A reach-in, going to be called on Harrison Hoyg. That'll be the first on Harrison, first on the Trojans. 4:24 to go here in this first quarter. Knights with a 9-2 lead, and they'll have the basketball in the backcourt. Pressure full court here by Atlantic. The inbound backside now as Halber feeds it in, gets it right back, and he'll feed it across now to Neary. Neary, Halber play catch in the backcourt, and now Neary across the timeline. Out top, Dries. Dries goes right side, leaves it for Neary. He'll pull up and leave it for Dries. He's wide open. Oh, he was wide open until Sam Markham decided to get in his way. He went up for the quick shot. Markham come flying from out of nowhere and swatted that one off the wall. Heads up, cheerleaders.
It's a good recovery. It's a quick step and just shows his quickness and his ability to get up in the air.
Inbounds pass now comes down the right side of the lane. Halber has it now underneath the cross. He'll kick it back out to the near side. Brinks shuffles it down low and throws it away. Turnover for the Knights. We're just about halfway through this first quarter. It's 9-2, Kemper Catholic. In some of the biggest games this year, Atlantic has found themselves in similar positions. Just last week against Creston, they were down early. Against Harlan, they were down a lot. Christensen, left side, elevates for the three. That ball's short. Rebound on the floor is loose. Stuart Hoyg chases it down, and he'll leave it for Harrison. Harrison, the bounce pass underneath to Franken, and he's fouled as he tries to put the layup shot up down the right side. Alex Dries cutting across, got him on the arm. That'll be the first on Dries. That'll be two shots coming here for Dalton Franken, one of the better free throw shooters here for the Trojans on the season.
Yeah, he's really been doing a good job at the line. He leads the team at 74% on the season.
First one here on the way and good as he rolls the first one in. For the Knights now, we're going to have some fresh faces into the ball game. A couple of them coming in here as Carter Ludwig checks in along with Riley Bach. Bach, a 6'4 senior, Ludwig, a 5'11 senior. Second free throw by Franken is no good. Front of the rim. And the rebound taken out of there by the Knights. And stolen by Stuart Hoyg, and he lays it in. 9-5 on the quick one for Stuart Hoyg. Knights with a four-point lead. Trojans, again, packing it in. This time they're going to sit in a zone, a 2-3 zone, as they work the ball out top. That's Riley Bach here to the left side. Leaves it out for Carter Ludwig. Ludwig looking for help. Fires it back across to Neary. Neary on the right wing, going to step it back out. They'll reset with 3:12 left to go in the first quarter. Left side, Neary with it off the arc. Out high, the drive, and the reach in and the tie-up. Again, a nice play by Sam Markham to reach in and tie up Riley Bach, who had designs on getting into the lane. Markham just reached in and tied up the dribble.
Nice, quick, clean play, and Atlanta continues to be very active there on the perimeter to try to force some pressure against Kemper Catholic.
Knights have the ball. They'll inbound on the baseline. Dries will look to key it in. He'll fire it right side. They'll work it around the top. Ludwig with it off the dribble. and leaves it into the corner to Dries. Dries bringing it around, lost the dribble there momentarily as the Trojans play man-to-man after the inbounds. Back up top, it's Dries. Under 3 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. 9-5 Knights lead it. Bounce pass underneath, and the bank shot up and good. A little too close that time as Sam Brinks got underneath on the right block and gets the easy lay. And now a long pass by Christensen up the floor, breaking free Stuart Hoig as he snuck up the floor and got the long lob and laid it in. 11-7. Knights on top, 2:33 left to play here in the first quarter. Now bad pass, rolls to the backcourt. Christensen up with it. He'll lay it up and in. Chad Christensen credited with the steal, the finish on the other end. Timeout Kemper Catholic. It's 11-9 now after a 7-2 run here by the Trojans. 2:24 remaining in this opening quarter, and we've got a timeout here on the floor. Just a 30-second timeout by Knights coach Tyler Edwards. We'll keep it right here. Nice start by the Knights, but nice response by the Trojans.
Yeah, early on, Kemper Catholic was really doing a great job of passing the basketball. They were really crisp on their passes, were hitting the ball to guys in right spots and moving them down into positions to make easy, good plays. And then these last couple of trips, they've had a couple of errant passes, one where they just threw it away out of bounds in the lane, and now this one where it just goes past the ball handler and into the backcourt. Good job by Christensen to hustle back and pick it up. So Atlantic's taking advantage of the mistakes right now here by the Knights.
Well, while the Knights might be a little bit bigger team, the Trojans are certainly the quicker team. And that's helped them get back in after falling behind 9-2 early. Knights inbound and bring it up the floor. Nick Gredeman checks in. He's got the ball out top now as they look to get a couple more ball handlers in there. Gredeman and Ludwig working it out front. As they play catch back and forth across the zone. Christensen tips the ball up in the air. It's up high, and Gredeman down with it. Now to the lane, and the quick free throw line jumper is up no good by Neary. The rebound tapped. Brinks has it. He'll lay it in with the left hand. Sam Brinks with a half dozen points here in the first quarter. It's 13-9 in favor of Kemper Catholic with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Christensen fires it across the way. Markham left side. He'll leave it for Franken, top of the circle. Back to Markham. He was open, didn't take the three, lobs it baseline to Franken. Dalton fires it back out top. Christensen quickly right side. Stuart Hoig, he's open for three and knocks it down from the right corner. Stuart Hoig having a nice first quarter. He's got seven. It's 13-12. Trojans within a point with a minute and a half to go. Knights have it front court. Bounce feed all the way across to the right side as they'll bring it back out with Gredeman. Gredeman gets it right back. Now to Neary out top of the circle. Left side. Ludwig bounce feeds down low. The head fake, the shot up, no good by Chris Halber, but a foul whistled inside. And that's going to be against the Trojans. That'll be on Stuart Hoig, and that will be his first. Second team foul against the Trojans here in this first quarter. Boy, as rough and tumble as that JV game was earlier, a lot of contact in that thing. This one's been a lot cleaner so far.
Yeah, so far. It's been pretty clean inside, and something Atlantic's going to have to address is maybe getting a little more physical with those guys down on the block, because it's pretty apparent that you get those guys the ball right there near the basket. They're pretty good at finishing, so you got to be really careful about letting them get those entry passes.
Riley Bach back in the game for the Knights as Chris Halber hits both of his free throws. 15-12 now in favor of Kemper Catholic as the Trojans have it quickly up the floor. Christensen here right side as they break pressure across the left wing. Markham open, drives baseline, hesitates, hangs in the air, wraps it around, it rolls through, no good, it's tapped out, ball still alive, into the corner, and it's going to be out of bounds, or they're going to give him a timeout. One of the Knights, Gredeman, got the ball, got it in the air, and then asked for timeout. The officials, I think, are going to talk about it. You've got to have possession to call timeout, and possession means the ball in your hands and 2 feet on the floor. You can't jump in the air and grab it and then call timeout while you're heading out of bounds. And the officials are going to say he was in possession of the ball, so they're going to give him, apparently, the timeout. Although Steve Blazik's going to ask them why.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be able to do that anymore, being able to fly out of bounds and then turn around and call timeout while you're in the air. But that's what they're telling him they're going to let him be awarded with.
Yeah, the rule's very clear. You have to have possession of the basketball to call timeout. And to have possession, you actually have to have the basketball and have had 2 feet on the floor. You can be in the air as long as you've been on the floor with 2 feet. But you can't jump up out of bounds, grab the ball, and before you hit the ground, ask for timeout. Although, that looks like it might be the case here. So the timeout given to Kemper Catholic. So they'll keep they'll get possession. The downside is it costs them a timeout, and those timeouts can be precious in close ball games down the stretch. They have three remaining now. 54 seconds left to play in this first quarter as the Knights inbound on the backside. 15-12, Atlantic trailing by three here. Kuemper Catholic with the basketball. As they look to inbound, struggling to get it inbounded. Now they, nope, they do not. It's a five-second violation. Just as the ball was inbounded by Riley Bach, the whistle blew, the five-second call, and the Trojans make them waste that timeout.
Yeah, they wasted it. I was going to say that's a tough spot on the floor to try to inbound from as well, and it turned out to be that way.
Inbound feed out top, Christensen with it for Atlantic. Christensen working the dribble out on the circle, working against that 2-3 zone. Left side wing now, it goes to Markham. Markham looks low, nothing there to Christensen out top. Back to Markham, left wing, to the baseline it goes. Franken, left side jumper, no good. Rebound rims out to the free throw line. It's picked up off the floor by Nick Gredeman. Half a minute to go here in this opening quarter. Gredeman to the front court in the center circle now. And they may hang on for a final try here. They're leading by three with a basketball, 15-12, down to 20 seconds left to go. We're in the first quarter in this boys' Hawkeye 10 conference game. The Trojans sit in that 2-3 zone as the Knights spread the floor a bit. Down now to 10 seconds. Left side it comes here to Ludwig. Ludwig back out top, Gredeman, 7 seconds. Ludwig, left side on the perimeter, back out top, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and the ball kicked out of bounds with 2 seconds left as Markham, with that quick step, got a foot on it and knocked that one off the noggin of one of the students over on the other side. Now the inbound quickly, back it goes. Neary going to try a quick three, and it's off the mark as it hits off the back of the rim and misses at the buzzer, and the Trojans back in the ball game, down 7 early. It's 15-12. Kuemper Catholic leads by 3 after 1. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Stuart Dusenberry, your local Mutual of Omaha sales representative. For life, health, disability, long-term care, annuities, and Medicare supplement needs. Stop by 14 West 5th Street in Atlantic, or give Stuart Dusenberry a call at 243-4806. Wyman Body Works and Griswold is your one-stop shop from collision to custom repair. Rick and the guys have over 40 years' experience. Wyman Body Works at 202 Mills Street in Griswold. Give them a call at 712-778-2639. That's 712-778-BODY. Anytime Fitness in Atlantic has top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza.
Welcome back here to Kuemper Catholic High School as we get set for second quarter basketball here for you. It's a 15-12 lead so far here for the home team. It was an up early for the Knights, and Atlantic able to climb back towards the end of that first quarter. They have the basketball here first in the second. Stuart Hoig, a dribble drive inside the lane on the opening possession, and he's going to get fouled as he goes up for a shot. He'll get to go to the line here to shoot two. Foul is going to be whistled against Cole Neary, his first.
You know, that's a play I'm not sure Stuart would have even tried last year. He was more of a guy who was going to be content with the outside shot when he had the opportunity, but he's really gotten to be a much more heady basketball player here in this senior season, as he's really fit in well moving into that starting spot this year.
And he's showing it right now with 8 points already here tonight, and one more free throw on the way to make it 9. And now it's just a one-point game. 15-14, Knights with the lead and the basketball. Pass right side against the pressure. They throw it in the middle. Neary catches it just across the timeline. In traffic, throws it down low. Now and a little reach-in foul going to be called here against Dalton Franken as he picks up his first foul, reaching in against Sam Brinks. And now the inbound here will come for the Knights from underneath the basket.
Yeah, Franken came out to try to help at center court, and then getting back on his man down low. He was just a little bit late getting there.
Cole Neary will inbound the basketball here, looking for some help. Throws it up top now. Gets it in the hands of Alex Dries. Back into the corner they go. Talbert back around the horn over to Neary. Neary, a dribble drive in the lane. Floats one up in traffic. Deadens off the back of the rim. No good. And it goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Knights.
You know, the Knights, as I said earlier, they might be bigger, but Atlantic certainly is quicker, and they're quicker up off the floor in those rebound situations in the Knights.
Up the floor, the Trojans will break pressure here and throw it into the corner to Stuart Hoig. He'll back it out towards the top once again. Throw it in the corner now to Sam Markham. He'll try to pull the trigger on the three. He missed it. In and out, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Harrison Hoig, saved, and gets it off to Markham, and he brings it back up front. Markham off to Christensen. Christensen right side. Hoig, he'll try the three. Stuart Hoig off the back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sam Brinks, and the Knights pull it away. Chance for the Trojans there. Couldn't take the lead. Knights right side will dump it down low here. Quick move inside and a shot missed by Brinks, but he gets fouled. He'll go to the line here for two. And the foul is going to be whistled here against Harrison Hoy. That'll be number two on Harrison. Fourth team foul now here against the Trojans.
That was a good quick move by Brinks that time, taking that little hop step to turn and curl and go with the left hand.
First free throw for Brinks is good. He's got one more coming. Up off the bench, Carter Ludwig checks in. Also, Jared Folk coming in now here for Atlantic as Harrison Hoy is going to sit with those two fouls. 16-14 right now, Knights with the lead, and put one more on there. 17-14, 6:52 left to go here in the second quarter. Trojans with the basketball, breaking pressure. Get it across the timeline. Christensen dribbles through traffic, gets it over to the free throw line, shovels it across to Franken on the run, and now a blocking foul inside as Neary stepped over to try to get in front. And he'll get whistled for his second foul.
That was a tough one. That really could have gone about either way. But it looked like he was spreading the legs and leaning a little bit still when the contact was made.
And he's going to check out. They're going to bring Alex Gunnarsson into the ball game here to replace him.
Remember Cole Neary, he was one to score 25 points against the Trojans down in Atlantic the first time these two teams played. So Atlantic not sad about seeing him sit.
Christensen inbounds. Markham the drive into the lane. His shot was partially blocked and it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Kemper Catholic basketball.
Wow, Markham had his arm hit pretty hard as he went up for that shot. That ball just kind of went flat and went nowhere, but out of bounds, back to the Kemper Knights.
Albert will inbound, looking for someone, having trouble finding anybody. Now gets it over to Ludwig, and Ludwig will dribble himself into a trap. He tries to throw it across, gets it into the hands of Alex Dries, bounce pass across. It's Gunnarsson underneath, and he shuffled his feet. Got caught down there before he tried to go to the basket. And gets called for the walk.
That's what happens with the Trojan pressure to the other team. Your head's on a swivel, and you're always looking to see where the next guy's coming from.
Pass up the floor here for the Trojans, and they get it off to Markham. Markham now to Franken. He'll try to hop-step his way into the lane, and be a foul whistled on the floor before he tried to go up for the shot as he broke through two defenders, and it's going to be whistled against Carter Ludwig for reaching in. That'll be the fourth team foul here against Kemper Catholic. Inbound will come underneath now here for Chad Christensen. As the Trojans try to set up an inbound play here. 6:17 left to go in the first half. It's 17-14. Knights still with the lead. Inbound goes to Franken here, left side, right side. He dribbles, gets into the traffic, shovels it back out to Markham. Markham on the arc looking. We'll fire it back up top now to Christensen. He'll start things back at the center circle. Pass over to Harrison Hoy, Stuart Hoy, gets it right back, tries a three here right side, missed it. And the rebound pulled down long by Markham. He gets it back up top to Christensen. Right back to Markham, right side. He'll lob it down to Franken. Back outside he goes to Markham. Thought about the three. Now pump fake, steps across, takes the shot. It's off the mark. Rebound on the floor being fought for. Hoig was fighting for it underneath. And he got tied up down there with Sam Brinks. And it's going to be Knights basketball on the arrow.
Well, it's been a tough second quarter. 5:45 left here in the quarter. We have no field goals here in the quarter by either team.
Inbound pass will be put in here to Carter Ludwig. And he'll pass it back to Halber and get it right back and bring it across. Up the floor, they throw it right side here. It's Dries, tries to force one down inside. The ball's on the floor. It's going to be stolen away here by the Trojans. Markham came up with it off the floor. Up ahead to Christensen. He'll drive in traffic, shovel his way to the basket. Shot blocked and saved by Halber. And he got it inside to Gunnarsson, and now they'll run the floor. Other way, wraparound layup is no good underneath by Dries. The ball's going to go out of bounds and right back here to Atlantic.
You know, Chris, I'm anxious to see how this stretch in this quarter runs here with Jared Folk. This is a real opportunity for Folk. He's been a guy who's been a fill-in guy, picking up a minute or two here and there when they need him. They're going to need him for several minutes here with Harrison Hoig on the bench with fouls, so this is a big opportunity for him.
Up top, Dalton Franken throws it right side over to Christensen. Christensen back up top. It goes to Markham. Markham over to Stuart Hoig. 5 minutes to go here in the half. Skip pass across. They try to force it down low real quick. It was a little bit too quick as he got it off the right for the left-hand side of Folk, and he lost it up ahead, and the Knights have it. Three ball in transition is put up and in by Chris Halber. So the first bucket from the field here in this second quarter of play is a three from Chris Halber as he knocks it down, and it's now a 20-14 ball game.
In case you're wondering, Halber was 7 of 38 from the line before that one.
So a big shot for them in transition. Franken slices into the lane, floats one up, and knocks it down. Dalton Franken moving his way to the basket and knocks one from 14. 20-16 now your score. Knights with the ball out top. They'll pass here left side, get in the left corner. Halber's open again. He'll try another three. That one's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Franken. He'll run with it. Up the floor. Late pass to Markham across, and the layup is good.
That's an 18% three-point shooter on the season. Getting a little bit confident out there.
Probably not one that his coach wanted to see him take again, but he took a chance on it. He had an open shot and just couldn't knock it down. Now a layup is missed here as they try to force it down inside. An opportunity for Ludwig. Couldn't knock down the shot, and then he's going to get called for a foul coming back trying to get the basketball after the missed shot, and he'll pick up his second.
Picture this. Carter Ludwig on the baseline has a wide open little layup down the right side. He airmails it over the top of the rim. Franken's there to grab the rebound, and as Ludwig's landing, he slaps him. I mean, that's the worst of all worlds.
Yeah, it's one of those frustration plays there for the Knights. And now a little bit of contact here as we get to the middle of the court, and Christensen got bumped. A whistle of foul here. And that's going to be whistled against Alex Gunnarsson, his first. And that is now the 16th foul here against the Knights as well. So the next one would put Atlantic at the line. Left side pass, Markham. He'll skip it back across to Christensen. Christensen skipped back across to Markham. He pump fakes, now steps inside, kicks it back across over to Christensen. He shovels a nice late pass over to Stuart Hoig. Now his shot partially blocked, and the rebound right in the hands of the Knights. Up the floor they run it, and now they lost the handle on it. A late bad decision there by Riley Bach. He didn't know what to do with it. Kind of just threw it away, and it gets knocked out of bounds. It'll be Atlantic basketball.
Well, it was a great play by Christensen. He tapped it. It went off the arm of one of the Kemper players and out of bounds. Christensen quickly looked at the official to make sure he knew that.
Up the floor, the Trojans break pressure here. Markham rises and fires back over to Franken. He'll stop on the baseline. Jump one up, no good. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Brinks. Sam Brinks gets the board, and the Knights come back the other way. 20-18 your score. Knights with the lead and the basketball. 3 minutes left to go here in the first half. Pass across. They get it. Over there to Gunnarsson. Gunnarsson working with it. Back up top they go. Now they bring it around the horn. Try to force a pass down inside to Brinks, and it's tipped and stolen away. Bad look there by Gredeman, and the Trojans come up with another steal.
And there's a big play by Jared Folk anticipating that pass and tapping that away.
Christensen, the pass over right side here to Stuart Hoig. Back around the perimeter over to Markham. Markham down low here. Trojans back up top to Christensen. Over to Markham. He's open for the three. He'll try it. That's off the back iron. No good. Rebound up high there by Stuart Hoig to save it. Off to Christensen. He'll try a three. That's off the mark. Rebound pulled down there by Sam Brinks. Brinks will pick it off now here to Gredeman, and they'll bring it up the floor. Trojans have gotten very close, but haven't been able to gain the lead here. Up the floor. Now a bad pass down low. There's a lot of traffic there for Riley Bach. It's stolen away here by the Trojans.
A bad pass indeed. There were about four hands on that ball knocking it away.
Well, now Franken makes the mistake on the other end as he lost the handle on it coming up the left side on the dribble. And he gets called for steps as he tried to slow himself down. And now the inbound here for Kemper Catholic on the far side. It's Chris Halber will key it in.
Second quarter seen a lot of action, very little scoring.
It's been a slow day at the bucket here in this second quarter for both teams. 20-18 your score. 2:01 left to go here before halftime. Knights will inbound. They get it into Riley Bach. Now back out to Halber, and they'll hand it off here to Dries, who will bring it up the floor. He just checked back in. Alex Dries picks up the dribble, fires it over to Halber right side. Halber back up top it goes. Dries works it inside. A quick pass down low. They got it just saved by Brinks. He tries a tough shot hanging over Frank and missed it. Rebound by Franken. He'll push it up the floor to Markham. Markham hangs on to it. Gets it off Franken. Baseline jumper on the way. Off the mark. Rebound right into the hands of Alex Dries. Up the floor. Knights run. They get it off to Bach. Now it's tipped and stolen away. Ben Nelson, who just checked in a moment ago, tipped and stole it away. And now he'll kick it back up top to Folk. Pass over to Franken. Baseline. Jumper up. And no good. They just can't find the bucket right now. Rebound here and a push up the floor by the Knights. The other way, layup on the way, no good, and a foul. Well, actually, an offensive foul is going to be called here. With contact underneath as Stuart Hoyt got back, and the foul is going to be whistled here against Alex Dries on the run.
You know, Kemper Catholic is really testing Atlantic's athleticism and their conditioning here tonight because there are a whole bunch of Kemper Catholic kids coming in and out off the bench, but Atlantic only runs typically about a 7-man rotation. And that's all they've used so far tonight. A lot of guys grabbing shorts right about now. And a couple of those guys, Chad Christensen for one, a little under the weather too. So it's taking a little bit of a toll.
Carter Ludwig just checked in at that last break here as well. Up the floor now, Stuart Hoyt finds himself open. Tried the three in transition, missed it. Christensen the rebound, tried to shovel a pass down low to Folk. And then he lost the basketball and had to go try to fight for it. And he gets called for the foul, trying to get back after it. So Jared Folk will pick up his first. And that's now the fifth team foul here against Atlantic. Minute left to go here in this first half. It's still 20-18. We've been stuck there for a while. Inbound pass here. We'll go over right side to Halber. Now back to Bach, and he'll shovel it off to Ludwig. Ludwig up the floor. Goes to Gunnarsson. He tries to drive baseline. Splits the defenders and gets a tough shot to go off the glass. Alex Gunnarsson with the bucket, and it's now 22-18. Trojans up the floor quickly. Stuart Hoig stops in traffic, fires it back outside to Franken. And now Christensen will slow it down here with 38 seconds left to go in the half. Pass over to Markham. Skip pass across Stuart Hoig. Back up top, Christensen. Now back to Hoig. Hoig across over. Give it back to Christensen. They may look just to go for the last shot here. Stuart Hoig left side, trying to find a seam. Can't find it. Shovels a pass off to Franken. Baseline jumper on the way, and he rattles that one home. So the drought ends here for the Trojans, and it's now 22-20. 7 seconds left to go in the half. Pass right side. Now they get up top. Dries in traffic. Shovels it off Halbert. Three ball in the corner. That's way short. Rebound by Franken, and that'll do it for the first half of play. A two-point ball game here at the half. It's 22-20. Kemper Catholic with the lead here over the Atlantic Trojans. We'll take a break. Come back and look at this first half of action. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028. Dr. Rob Peterson opened his practice, Corning Family Dentistry, at 505 8th Street in Corning in July of 2010. He does general dentistry, braces, and implants. New patients are welcome. Please give him a call at 641-322-3146. Corning Family Dentistry in Corning. Petals and Pages is Griswold's full-service floral shop. They also carry scrapbooking materials, tux rentals, baker's candies, jewelry purses, Iowa wines, and more. Stop into Petals and Pages in Griswold at 517 Main Street or call 778-2300.
Welcome back here to Kemper Catholic High School as we're at the halftime break here of this boys' varsity contest, and it's a two-point lead for the home team right now. The Knights have a 22-20 advantage here over the Atlantic Trojans at the break, and as we expected, a fast-paced up-and-down-the-floor basketball game, and right now, especially in that second quarter, both teams really struggling to try to find a ball to get it into that hoop, and really just struggling shooting the basketball for both teams. They've had their looks and opportunities. Just haven't been able to knock them down for the most part.
No, actually, Atlantic shooting, jump shooting especially, has been pretty poor here in this first half. They missed a number of open opportunities with the jump shot. But again, you know, a lot of that has to do with running up and down the floor. Kemper Catholic has played 9 guys here in this first half. Atlantic has played 7. You know, it's tough sometimes when you're having to run that floor constantly up and down. And Atlantic, not that Kemper Catholic's not playing hard defense, but Atlantic plays a lot of man-to-man, so these kids are expending a lot of energy on defense, too. And I'm sure that any team that plays the Trojans absolutely understands that they're not a real deep ball club, and you try to run them and see what kind of athletes they are. And, you know, maybe you can catch them on a night where they just can't catch their breath.
Well, and they got a couple of guys to come in and give them a little bit of a breather in some minutes there when they needed to. Jared Folt came in for quite a bit there that first half of play because Harrison Hoig had to sit with 2 fouls, and Ben Nelson came in there late in the first half as well to give the team a little bit of a breather. So starting to work those guys in a little bit, but yeah, if it keeps up at this pace, it's going to be awfully tough for the Trojans to stay fresh here throughout this ball game, because it really has been a pretty frantic pace. And with that kind of pace, I guess you would expect the scoreboard to show it a little bit more, but there's just been a lot of missed shots and some mistakes as well in transition by both teams to try to finish in those opportunities that they've gotten up and down the floor.
Well, Kemper Catholic missed opportunities in the first half are largely due to the fact that Atlantic is playing such good defense. Atlantic, really, their missed opportunities in the first half are really due to their poor shooting. They just haven't hit some of those open shots. They've had a number of opportunities, and they just seem at times to be a little bit maybe too quick to take that quick jump shot instead of looking for that extra pass, just because there's such long arms out there, too, for Kiefer Catholic. But, you know, realistically, when you watch this game up and down the floor, again, it's one of those things. You say this all the time, it seems like, with Atlantic this year, when they seem to play from behind early in games. You look at the scoreboard and think, really? They're only down two? I thought they'd have been down more like six or eight.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I guess as bad as they have shot in the first half, you would expect maybe to be down by a little bit more. But you mentioned the quick hustle on the defensive end, and that really has helped to make a difference. And that showed up on the turnovers as well, as Kiefer Catholic has 10 here so far in the ball game, where I've got Atlantic just for 5. So definitely a little bit of a discrepancy there, and that helps out your cause a little bit, providing some missed opportunities there for the Knights with that defensive pressure. So 22-20 our score here at the halftime break. Good ball game here tonight up at Kiefer Catholic High School here in Carroll, as they lead the Atlantic Trojans here this evening in Hawkeye 10 conference play. We'll go ahead and take another break here. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers for the scoring here in the first half. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Never say can't. That's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all of your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner and operator of Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland, 712-774-2215. R&B Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 p.m., Saturday till noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds, 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. The Cascade Pheasants Forever would like to invite you to join their committee to help in the conservation of pheasants, quail, and other wildlife through habitat improvements, public awareness, education, and land management. Call Matt Donaldson at 712-249-4795 for more information.
Welcome back here to Kiefer Catholic High School. Here we're at halftime here of our varsity boys contest here tonight, as Atlantic trails by 2 at the break. It's 22-20, Kiefer Catholic with the lead here tonight on what appears to be dressed like a redneck night over in the student section. There's an awful lot of flannel over there.
Flannel, some cowboy hats, some blue jeans cutoffs, some blue jean shorts that are really quite short, way too short than they probably should be.
I don't see any Duck Dynasty quality beards over there either.
No, I think those shorts were borrowed from Larry Bird and Magic Jordan. I'm not too sure.
Well, they're getting a good show here tonight, because we have a good game here on our hands, and hopefully the scoring will pick up a little bit here in the second half. We'll take a look here at the score sheet for you from the first half. It's the Knights being led here so far by Sam Brinks, who has 8 points here in the contest. Also 5 chipped in so far by Chris Halber, who hit that uncharacteristic 3 in transition earlier. 4 points for Cole Neary, who had to sit down early with a couple of fouls himself. 3 points for Alex Dries, and 2 points for Alex Gunnarsson there in the first half. They were perfect at the line, 4-for-4 from the line in the first half for Kiefer Catholic. On the other side for the Trojans, they were led by Stuart Hoig, who got off to a quick start for Atlantic there in that first quarter, had 3 field goals in that first quarter. He finished with 9 points in the half. 5 points chipped in as well by Dalton Franken, 4 points for Sam Markham, and 2 points for Chad Christensen. The Trojans were 3-of-4 from the charity stripe there in the first half. I mentioned Kiefer turning it over 10 times, Atlantic with 5 turnovers, and you look at those two key guys, Markham with a steal and a block so far in the first half, and Christensen with the steal. So they're starting to do their part, and if they can maybe, you mentioned the pressure, the up and down pace is going to get to them a little bit, but if they can still keep that pressure in the half court set, maybe they can still force some of those turnovers to try to turn them into buckets on the other end.
Yeah, absolutely. Atlantic needs to use that athleticism here early in this third quarter. And again, though, no reason to panic, certainly. Atlantic seems to be in a familiar position here down at half. The nice thing is they're down less at half than they have been in some other key games. As we said, Harlan, they were down 17 early third quarter, and that one on the road came back to win. Creston, they were down at halftime last week and were able to rally back and win that basketball game. So not an unfamiliar position. It's just a matter of getting the shot. If the shots fall, quite frankly, if those open shots fall in the first half, Atlantic's got a lead here at halftime. So they can't be too disappointed about where they are. Just keep going out, doing what you're doing, and get a little bit better looks. The shot's knocked down in the second half, and you're in plenty good shape.
And when you have that many guys out on the floor that you look to each night to possibly be a scoring threat, you kind of expect one of those guys at some point maybe to get a little bit hot, and the Trojans will look for that to hopefully happen here in the second half to get them sparked and going there on the offensive end. Once again, it's 22-20, Kemper Catholic with the lead here over Atlantic at the halftime break. Both teams just came back out of the locker room to do a little bit of shooting here before we get the second half started. We're just about a little over a minute away here from getting you second half basketball. We'll take another break. You're listening to High School Hoops here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Pizza Ranch at Atlantic serves their mile-long buffet from 11 until 1:30 and 5 until 8 o'clock every day. They have a large salad bar, wide range of pizzas including dessert pizza and chicken and mashed potatoes, along with lots of other good fixins. The Pizza Ranch, located at the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza in Atlantic. Rusty Shoe Repair. For over 60 years, the Rust family has been fixing shoes for the people of Western Iowa, and downtown Harlan as well. Rusty himself for over 37 years fixing and selling boots. He's the only one you need to know. Rusty Shoe Repair, downtown Harlan. Wickman Chemical wants you to maximize your corn and soybean fields. Book your insecticides, fungicides, and aerial application today. Returns have never been higher. Call Wickman Chemical at 243-7739. That's 243-7739.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Carroll tonight. We're Kemper Catholic High School, where the home team has a 22-20 lead over Atlantic as we get ready for third quarter action for the Kemper Knights. They're going to start with Sam Brinks, Chris Halber, Cole Neary, also Jay Tigges and Alex Dries. They're starting five out on the floor to get this second half underway. Trojans will start the second half with their starting five as well. Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, Stuart Hoig, Dalton Franken, and Harrison Hoig will be on the floor to begin this third quarter of play. Trojans will have the basketball first, trailing by two, 22-20 in this Hawkeye 10 Conference boys showdown here tonight. Franken will inbound at center court as we get this third quarter started, and we are underway. Christensen will bring it across the timeline, and that gets that 2-3 zone defense that Kemper Catholic has been sitting in most of the night. Stuart Hoig, bounce feed to the corner right side. Markham, he'll look for help and dump it out top for Christensen. Christensen off the dribble to Markham on the wing. Back out top. Christensen across left side now. Stuart Hoig. Christensen playing the point. Right side Markham. He elevates for three, and it's good. And the Trojans have their first lead of the night. 23-22. First time the Trojans have been on the good side of the scoreboard here this evening. And a foul back the other way as Chad Christensen steps out and commits a foul on the arm. That's just his first. When Markham loaded up, we've seen a number of three-point tries in the first half for the Trojans. Outside of the one Stuart Hoig hit, some of them have been off by quite a bit. Now Halber drives the lane, and whoa, what do we got? Well, the official started to call traveling, and now he decides to call a foul. Foul going to be whistled against Sam Markham. It'll be his first. Number two against the Trojans here in the second half. As Halber stumbled down the lane, out of bounds it comes here for the Knights as they get it quickly down low. Shot blocked away. Stuart Hoig knocked the ball out of the hands of Sam Brinks. Back the other way it comes with Markham. Down low, Harrison Hoig steps across the fallaway shot up off the mark. Rebound hits the floor. It's Halber picking it up for the Knights. Kemper Catholic out of the front court. Dries here on the right side. Stops on the circle. To the corner it goes. Back out top. They bounce feed low. It's Brinks trying to set up inside. He misses the shot. It rims out. Got his own rebound. The putback won't go again. The rebound tapped and controlled by the Trojans. Harrison Hoig comes away with it. He fights Cole Neary for the rebound. Well, we've seen a lot of those close-in shots like that just not roll in.
Yeah, those two are about as close as you can get, just really hanging on the rim.
Front court now. Christensen, Markham playing the point. Left side to Hoig. Markham out top. Looks at the long three. Now drives right side of the lane. The floater up off the back iron. No good. Hoig right there for the rebound. His putback is blocked and he's fouled. Harrison Hoig found a gaping hole down the right side to get that rebound and then gets rewarded as he takes it right back up. And Sam Brinks is whistled for the foul. That's his first. First team foul against the Knights here in the second half. And the Trojans go to the line. A couple coming here for Harrison Hoig. The first one, no good. He kind of short-armed that one off the front of the rim. Hoig looking for his first points of the night. Spent a good chunk of the second quarter on the bench after picking up two early fouls. 6.5 minutes left to go here in the second quarter, third quarter rather, as Hoig rims out the second one. So missed them both. Knights with a rebound, and up the floor they come into the left corner. As they work the ball across. Tigges out to Dries. Here right side to Neary. He'll drive the baseline. Cut off there. Back to the corner. Now Tigas here right side. His pass out top. Tipped away. Knocked out of there by Chad Christensen. He'll run it up the floor and steal it. And coming up with it, saving it inbounds, is Markham. And Christensen went flying over into the wall right near the cheerleaders. He may have hit some water and slipped and fell down there. They're going to stop play and give the Trojans the ball out of bounds. They had possession. The cheerleaders, not much quarters. There's a very tight quarters here. There's not much room. And there are a couple of water bottles over there on the sideline, too. So no harm, no foul. Christensen will load up a three try here from the left side. It's no good. As we work off the inbound around the perimeter, the Knights come up with a rebound. Trojans by one, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Pass out, tipped and stolen away again by Christensen, and a foul. Christensen quickly to the spot, steps into the passing lane, taps the ball away, and just as he gets possession, Alex Dries bumps into him. That's the second foul on Dries, second team foul on the Knights. Dries will check out as Nick Gredeman will come back into the ballgame. Carter Ludwig also checks in now as he'll take the place of Jay Tigas. Trojans with the basketball. As they'll work it up the floor. Check that. That's the third foul against Alex Dries. My mistake. Now Markham lobs it low. Posting left side is Franken. He'll dump it out top. Christensen open. Shuffles it right side. Stuart Hoig elevates and rims one in and out. No good. And the rebound taken by the Knights. Knights will bring it up the floor now. Across the timeline here. Near side it's Ludwig. Still a one-point lead for the Trojans. Left side, Neary out on the circle, guarded by Markham as he drives and leaves it up top again for Gredeman. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Nick Gredeman leaves it here right side for Carter Ludwig. Ludwig here to the near corner. Now Neary off the dribble, steps back to Ludwig, back to Neary in the corner. Neary guarded there man-on-man by Dalton Franken as he steps out. They're in a 2-3 zone, but they'll step out and pressure man-on-man at times. Now back here right side, Ludwig back to the corner. Neary, that pass tip, knocked free, it's loose. Neary up with it, though, as Christensen almost got the steal again. Now back out top. Ludwig here on the right wing. Leaves it back outside. In the center circle, it's Gredeman. He'll reset. Over quickly, left side, Neary will elevate, try the three, it's no good. A lot of possession time to settle for that shot. And now the Trojans have the basketball. Sam Markham up the floor. 4.5 left to play third quarter. Trojans lead it 23-22. Each team setting down a 2-3 zone as Christensen right side to Stuart Hoig. Back out top, Christensen spins into the lane. Bounce pass underneath. Harrison Hoig. Shot blocked inside by Neary, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights. Boy, that was a great job recovering by Neary. It looked like Harrison Hoig was going to get a clean one off the glass.
Yeah, he had a great positioning there underneath. It looked like nobody was going to be able to catch up to him in time. But yeah, Neary with a nice quick move to get up there and block that one away.
Sam Brinks out. Back into the ballgame, Riley Box. The Trojans inbound. It's Harrison Hoig quickly taking that shot down on the left block. A tough shot. Missed it. And the rebound taken by the Knights. And the Knights will get possession. Nice job up the floor on the far side by Gredeman. Looked like he was going out of bounds with the ball. He slammed it in off the legs of Sam Markham to keep possession. 4:11 remaining in the third quarter. Trojans lead it 23-22. Into the lane now, Halbert. Posting low. Tries to bounce one underneath on the baseline, and it's knocked away and stolen. Riley Bach was the intended receiver, but he was way down under the bucket. Trojans come up with a steal, back the other direction. Christensen, now Markham. Right side, Stuart Hoig. Hoig, right side, leaves it for Markham. Markham, long three try from the top, and it's good. Sam Markham, his second triple of the quarter. 26-22, the Trojans lead it. Out top, Gredeman now. Right side it comes. Into the corner, Ludwig. Back outside, Gredeman off the dribble. He'll look to Ludwig here on the right wing. Now to the baseline, it goes to Halbert. Ludwig, and another tip, almost stolen away again by Christensen. I don't know that there's a passing lane that Christensen's hand hasn't been in. He almost knocked it away again as he got a hand on the ball. Now out top, Gredeman. He'll drive and float one up. No good. The rebound and a foul down low. Stuart Hoig with the block out over the back. Riley Bach picking up the foul. That is his first and the team's third here in the second half. For the Trojans, or for the Knights rather, Halbert checks out of the basketball game. And it's going to be Sam Brinks back into the contest. Trojans break pressure up the floor. Stuart Hoig, he'll leave it out top now for Franken. Left side, Christensen. He's open. Tries the three ball. No good. Front of the rim. Rebound long. It's Ludwig. Ludwig going to run the floor. Brinks with him. Ball knocked away and stolen. Markham tapped it free. Christensen up with the ball. To the front court of Hoff. Left side. It goes on the bounce far in the pass. Frank, and he goes up for the shot. Misses the lay-in try. And now the rebound is tied up. It'll belong to the Knights. Trojans with a three-on-one break. Couldn't convert. And the ball will go the other direction. 26-22, Atlantic leading by four. 2:49 left in the third quarter. First team to 40 wins tonight, right?
Yeah. That's just a slow night scoring the ball here for both these teams.
Alex Gunnarsson has checked back into the lineup now for the Knights.
Well, you're looking for the guy to kind of get warmed up and get the hot hand, and so far mark him with a couple of threes. You maybe need to try to work to let him have some more opportunities.
Alex Dries has come back into the ball game, and another steal. They try to fire it down the floor. Harrison Hoig tapped it free, and Sam Markham up with a steal. Atlantic front court. Christensen left side now back out top. It's Markham playing the point. Christensen drives across the lane. It goes. The 16-footer up and in and out, no good as it rims in and out by Stuart Hoy. And the rebound of the Knights quickly up the floor. Right side, Riley Bach dumps it underneath for Brinks. His left-hand layup try is good. 10 points for Brinks. It's 26-24. Trojans by two with 2:20 left in the third quarter. Christensen to the front court now. He'll leave it out top for Franken. Galton right side dumps it for Sam Markham. Markham out on the circle. Franken out top, Christensen. He'll drive into the lane, and now we're going to have a blocking foul whistled inside against the Knights as Christensen tried to get in through traffic. He was cut off by Alex Dries, and they're going to whistle Dries for the blocking foul. And if I have my numbers right, that would be four on Alex Dries.
Yeah, that's it. You know, the crowd's going to be upset with a call like that, but I think it's a good call. He's moving his feet, kind of shuffling along to try to get in front of Christensen that time. And once they made contact, both of them were so off balance that it was just easier for him to tumble over.
Dries out, Ludwig in for Kemper Catholic. For Atlantic, Christensen has a seat. Ben Nelson is back into the ball game. Trojans ball, they lead by two. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Nelson here on the left side with it. Dumps it now for Franken. He'll elevate and fire one up. A fallaway jumper up and good from 17 feet. Dalton Franken puts Atlantic back up 5-4. It's 28-24. Ludwig front court now for the Knights. Left side it goes. He'll leave it for Gunnarsson. Out top again to Ludwig. Not as many scoring options out there right now for the Knights as Ludwig works the ball out on the perimeter. He'll leave it here right side. Gunnarsson to the corner. Neary. He's open. Tries a three. Short-armed it. Rebound. Taken off the rim there by Hoig. And everybody reaching in now. And a foul called on Sam Brinks. That'll be his second reaching in. Trying to take that ball away from Harrison Hoig. A minute 26 remaining in this third quarter. Atlantic up by four. And they'll have the basketball.
Yeah, probably hoping they were going to get the tie up there that time. It looked like maybe they should have. But still, the poor shooting continues. They had a chance there with an open three, and Neary is just way off the mark earlier.
Nelson front court for the Trojans, and out top it goes now to Franken. Franken working the circle. One-on-one. Ball knocked away loose. Picks it back up and feeds it here for Markham. He's open. Elevates the three. It is good again. That's his third here in the quarter. He's got 13 on the night. It's 31-24. Trojans now by seven. Up front court. Left side dribble drive. Baseline. Gunnarsson shoots. It's no good. A foul call. That'll be Stuart Hoy getting him on the arm. That's the second on Stuart. Trojans were down 15-12 after one quarter. Since that time, I'm going to do some real fast math. It's a 19-9 run for Atlantic.
That was a good job that time by Stuart Hoy. Even though he got called for the foul, he recovered quickly and went up to try to get a hand in the face of the shooter. Just ended up with a little body contact, but still a good hustle play. And I think Atlantic, you know now who the hot guy is, and in a game like this, it's just so slow in scoring. I think you really still try to focus to get the ball into the hands of Markham.
First free throw good by Gunnarsson. Second one rattles in as well. 31-26. The Trojan lead is five. Markham with the ball back court. Pressure in the backside again by the Knights. They break it as Markham runs it to the front court. Beats pressure. Gets it across in front now to Nelson. And Franken out top will hand it off. Markham in the center circle, down to 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Trojans lead by five and have the basketball. Nelson out top with it. Nelson, guarded out there closely by Ludwig. He'll bring it out and give it to Markham. Trojans might be content to hang on for a final shot. We're down to 30 seconds to go in this third quarter. Trojans just standing with the ball. Dalton Franken puts the ball under his arm, talks to his buddy Sam Markham. Now they'll play a little bit of catch. Knights content to stand there. Down to 13 seconds. Sam out top with it. Markham Dumps it for Franken. Franken steps up to the arc, fires a three ball. No good. Rebound tapped to the baseline and controlled by Nelson. 4 seconds. Markham elevates for three out top. Good! Just before the buzzer, Sam Markham had a quarter, buddy. 4 3-pointers, and the Trojans have an 8-point lead after three. 34-26 Atlantic on top. Chris has the fourth quarter when we come back. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching backhoe service, boring, and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734 or set your appointment on their website at www.culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. Miller Realty Services, call them for land brokerage buying and selling. They're certified land appraisers and travel all of southwest Iowa to the Missouri River and the Missouri Line. Give Miller Realty Services a call at 712-778-4459.
Welcome back here to Kemper Catholic High School as we head to the final quarter of play here in this boys' varsity game tonight. It's a 34-26 lead here for the Trojans after three quarters of play. Sam Markham with a huge third quarter with four threes, 12 points. He's got 16 overall, and he has the ball right now as the Trojans start this third quarter of play. He'll work to get to the baseline. Got down on the block, missed a shot falling away. Rebound by Stuart Hoig. He goes up for a shot. He gets fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two. Nice job by Markham to try to create something and missed the tough shot, but a good rebound and putback try there by Stuart Hoig. The foul whistled against Chris Halber, his first.
Of course Markham missed the shot. He was in the wrong place. He's got to be outside the arc. What is he thinking?
Yeah, no kidding. Just a hot hand from outside right now as he really was the force now that helped Atlantic take control of this basketball game, and they hope to hang on here down the stretch. Second free throw was made there by Stuart Hoig, so he gets one out of two, and it's now 35-26, and now they have a foul here on the inbound try as they try to work it into the corner there to Gunnarsson, and it's going to be a foul whistled here against Stuart Hoig. He'll pick up his third foul.
Third on Stuart, but really the Trojans in pretty good shape with fouls. Just two for Harrison Hoig, nobody else with more than one.
Kemper Catholic gets out of the trap here off the inbound. Neary shuffles a pass down low to Brinks. Not everybody got back after they were trying to force a turnover in the backcourt. And a nice bucket there by Brinks makes it 35-28.
And inside of 30 seconds, the Knights have exactly the same number of field goals in the fourth quarter they had in the third quarter.
That would be one. A pass over right side. Stuart Hoig back up top now to Christensen. He'll slice inside. Lost the handle on it. Just kind of slipped out of his hands. Taken away by Halber. He's down on the floor trying to fight against defenders, and it's going to be Harrison Hoig picking up a foul, trying to fight for it, and he is going to pick up number three as well. That'll be the 15th foul now here of the half against the Trojans. Up off the bench now here for Kemper Catholic, Alex Dries back in there. He's playing with those four fouls. 7:14 left to go in the ball game. Kemper inbound against pressure. They just get it in ahead of Harrison Hoig, who tried to wrench in there and steal it. But pass up ahead to Alex Dries. He missed the layup, was too strong on the run. He was wide open, went a little too fast, and banked it too hard off the glass.
That was the ugliest because he was wide open, but they've actually done that a few times with opportunities on the break.
Christensen outside with it now here for the Trojans. They'll throw it right side, Stuart Hoig. A dribble drive, he gets inside, gets some space from Halber, try to bank one home, didn't get it to go, and now a pass up and almost a steal by Atlantic, but Kemper Catholic able to hang on. They throw it right side, Halber, he'll try another three, and he hits it again. He hit one in the first half, he hits one here in the second half, and it's now a four-point game, 35-31. 6:30 left to go in the contest. Christensen with the basketball out front here for the Trojans. Working against a little bit of a matchup look right now here. They're more in a man set right now for the Knights. Pass left side now here for Christensen. He'll try to skip it back across Markham. Markham got free in some traffic. Now drives in. Dumps it off to Franken. Franken back up top towards the center circle, and Christensen will reset. New offensive setup now here for the Trojans. They'll get a screen for Christensen. He'll cross over, spin in the lane, try to bounce a tough pass off to Hoig. He got it, but then a little bit too strong on the layup try, and the rebound taken away by the Knights. Good, tough look that time, but couldn't get the ball to go home. Knights have it back here, trailing by four. Out front, Trees with the dribble, kicks it across. Halber in the corner to Neary. Try to force one inside to Brinks. It's stolen away. Got a handle, hand on in that time by the Trojans, and Sam Markham came away with the basketball.
We've got to throw better and quicker passes with a purpose against Atlantic.
Markham crosses over, kicks it in the corner. Hoy, he'll drive inside. Float one up in traffic, had it partially blocked from behind by Halber, and it's taken away by Neary. Neary will clear and run up the floor. Pass down low. Brinks is open on the block, and he gets the easy layup. Two-point game and a timeout on the floor taken here by the Trojans. It's 35-33. Atlantic with the lead here. 5:13 left to go in the contest, and it's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Steinbeck & Sons, for all your fertilizer, propane, seed, and farm chemical needs, or help with planting crops, Steinbeck & Sons is a locally owned company, so you are buying from someone you know. Just 6 miles east of Griswold and a half mile south. Give them a call at 712-778-4557. When you're needing welding or repairs on cast, aluminum, or stainless steel, give Adair Machine Shop a call. They can help you with the small jobs to the big jobs. Adair Machine Shop at 209 Audubon Street in Adair. Call 641-742-3628. Berggren Real Estate and Auction for farmland, residential, and commercial. They do auctions for ag sales, real estate, and personal property. Visit their website at berggrenrealestateandauction.com or give them a call at 712-778-2242.
Welcome back here to Kemper Catholic High School as we head to the final 5:13 here of the contest. The Trojans just took a timeout to talk things over. They lead it here by two, 35-33. Inbound pass here. Christensen will bring it up the floor. Pass it left side to Markham. Sam Markham off to Harrison Hoy. Tough, tight defense right now by the Knights. Christensen has it right side. Gets it back now to Franken in the middle. He'll pull up just inside the arc. And the shot off the mark. No good. Rebound pulled down inside there by Bach. Up the floor. The Knights have it here. And Dries running it left side. He'll step in. Kick it back out. Halber tries the three. No good. Off the mark. High rebound by Sam Markham. And they're going to call him for a walk as he came down with it. He was a little bit off balance and had to get his feet underneath him. And they're going to call him for steps.
They didn't call Halber for that hop step to get himself set for the three, though.
Inbound will come in. A quick look inside. They got a wide open block. He snuck behind the defense. Nobody found him. And he gets the easy layup. A defensive mistake there by the Trojans. And it's tied now at 35.
It's a 9-0 run here for Kemper Catholic.
Crowd on their feet, 4:25 left to go here in the ballgame. Crossover by Christensen, try to shovel a pass down inside. It's kicked. It's going to be taken out of bounds underneath here by the Trojans. Tried to shovel it down low there to Harrison Hoig, and a lot of traffic there. Christensen now will inbound from underneath. He gets it into Franken. Franken up top quickly to Stuart Hoig. Stuart back to Christensen. He'll curl around, dump it down to Franken now, trying to post up. Has it almost stripped away, but he's able to recover and gets it back out to Christensen. Christensen, pass off to Stuart Hoig. A dribble, picks it up, now needs some help, gets it off to Harrison Hoig and over to Markham. Trojans trying to find some space here. Markham will kick it back up top. Hoig now over to Christensen. Christensen trying to find a tough pass inside. It was a little bit of a seam for a moment, but it was a tough look there to Stuart Hoig. It's tipped and stolen. Halber came away with it. Neary on the run the other way. He'll slow it down now out front, give it off to Dries. Dries will get a screen out top by Bach, kicks it across Halber. Halber, pump fake back outside. Now they work it back around. Halber, another three try. That one's off the mark. Rebound by Markham. Good job reaching out to save it before it went out further towards the arc. And the Trojans get it right back now. 35 apiece. 3:20 left to go. Stuart Hoig with the basketball. Picks it up, now dumps it down inside. Franken. Cut off, gets it off to Christensen. He'll drive, pull up, tough jumper, and couldn't get it to go. A lot of hands in his face there by Neary. It's stolen away here by the Knights, and now a full timeout taken here by Kemper Catholic. We're tied at 35, 3:09 left to go. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold services all makes, all models. They also do tire sales. They have aluminum and steel trailers and car and utility trailers for sale, too. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold is open Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointments. Call 712-778-2126. Chris Friend Sales, LLC is the locally owned Lester Builders, offering high-quality Lester brand-name buildings. They stand behind their work to make sure the owner is happy and satisfied. Give Chris Friend a call at 712-254-0799. And Miller Orthopedic in Council Bluffs treats hundreds of injured athletes every year with their free walk-in sports injury clinic. They're open Saturdays from 8:30 to 10 a.m. or weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. Log on to www.millerortho.com for more information.
Time out by Kemper Catholic. We're tied at 35. It's Knights possession here with 3:09 left to go in the ball game. Inbound pass to Alex Dries, who will bring it across. Trojans set up in that 2-3 zone still here. Pass around the horn. Halbert down baseline to Neary. Neary back out to Halbert. Right back to Neary in the corner. He'll pump fake, now try to throw it out, tip for a moment, Halbert saves it, dumps it down low to Brinks underneath, and he goes up and gets the shot off the glass. Tried to block it from behind, but couldn't get there. 37-35, Knights take the lead back. Christensen picks up his dribble, gives it off to Markham. Markham now gets a screen from Franken, now they hedge out on him, Neary. Get back here to Franken, he'll drive baseline, pull up fadeaway jumper, good. That's a really tough shot there from Dalton Franken. And now a timeout going to be taken here by the Trojans once again. Coach Steve Blazek up off the bench quickly. Just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here this time. We're tied at 37 apiece with 2:25 left to go. And it looks like both teams maybe starting to find a little bit of their scoring groove here as we head down the stretch.
Well, I can't tell you how important that basket was for the Trojans because they were just kind of flailing around in the water out there at that point. They were outscored 11-1 to start this fourth quarter. Before that basket, it was the first field goal here in this fourth quarter by the Trojans. They really needed something just to kind of settle them down and break that string a little bit. Now you settle in, play defense. There's plenty of time left in a tie game.
So the quick talking here by Coach Blazek. Now they'll put on full court pressure here against the Knights as they try to inbound here with 2:25 to go in the game. We're all square at 37. Inbound, and a good tip by Stuart Hoig. Almost stole it away from Brinks. Now he got it passed over to Neary, and a steal and a foul as Markham got in there to take the basketball away. And we're going to get a foul here against Neary, trying to get back after it. So a good job there by the Trojans. It started well with Stuart Hoig trying to get in the face there that time of Brinks, and then he kind of panicked with it.
Settle down, play defense, and plenty of time in the game. And now you're in the bonus. That's the seventh team foul against the Knights, so now a nice advantage for Atlantic.
So at the line now here, Sam Markham, the front end of the bonus is good. Takes advantage of it. One more coming now for Markham. By the way, that was the third foul on Neary. 2:21 left to go here. 38-37, Atlantic with the lead. Markham with one more free throw. Up and it's good. He makes them both. So taking advantage there at the line, Sam Markham. Full court pressure put on again. Inbound to Dries. Right back to Neary. And now the Knights will break pressure this time. Hand off to Dries. He'll go left side. They look to screen for him up top. He'll kick it over in the corner to Neary. Back to Halber now. Halber, a bounce pass in traffic. Bach trying to force his way to the basket. Awkwardly throws one up there. It's tipped and the rebound comes into the hands of Christensen. Now Brock tries to get in there and steal it away from behind, but Christensen recognizes it.
And a nice tap out on the rebound by Markham to get it to Christensen.
Christensen will drive right side. And now a reach-in foul here as Dries flew out there to try to get after him. That'll be his fifth. He'll foul out of the contest. And Chad Christensen will go to the line here for the 1-1.
Well, you cannot be happy with that foul if you're Coach Tyler Edwards of the Kemper Catholic Knights. He's not going to the basket. He's 25 feet away from the hole just trying to make a move toward the corner to set something up. And you reach around from behind. You have no chance to steal the ball, and now you send the guy to the free throw line.
He wasn't even the guy guarding him. Just flashed out there hoping he could get a steal. And now Christensen at the line and makes the front end of the 1-1.
You know, it's one thing for a team to get into the bonus here early in the fourth quarter and have that advantage. It's another thing to take advantage of it, So far they have.
So Dries, the ball handler, fouls out with 3 points in the game. Ludwig checked in for him, and Christensen makes the second free throw. And now another timeout here called by Coach Tyler Edwards and Kemper Catholic. 1:49 left to go. It's 41-37. Trojans with the lead. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. BHS Services. Call them for all your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, geothermal loops, and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187. Friendship Home. Offering skilled, intermediate, and residential care and outpatient rehabilitation, where the staff is committed to providing quality, caring, and professional service. Get peace of mind knowing you made a wise decision with the Friendship Home in Audubon. New handbags and wallets have arrived at the Handbag Ranch in Atlantic, and more are coming in weekly. Stop in and see their wide selection, along with their fragrances and jewelry. Handbag Ranch, located at 9 West 4th Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back here after the timeout. It's 41-37, Atlantic with the lead. Knights have the basketball here. 1:49 left to go in the ball game. Full court pressure put on again here by the Trojans. Neary will be the one to inbound. He gets it into Brinks and then gets it right back. Markham will play a man-to-man up the floor. Neary goes right side, kicks it off up top now here to Ludwig. Ludwig, the bounce pass off to Neary. He found some space and gets the layup on the run down the right side. Found a little seam there in the defense. Inbound here for the Trojans. Working to get some pressure. They get it to Christensen. He'll cross over, get across in front of Brinks. Bounce pass down low. It went off the foot of Stuart Hoig. And then they say last touched by the Knights. Might have caught a break there, but that was a tough pass there in transition.
Yeah, that went off of Riley Bach. Not by much, but the official right there to catch it.
Christensen will inbound into the corner here to Markham. Markham back up top to Stuart Hoig. And now over to Christensen. And Bach tried to fly in there to steal it, but he was too late. Christensen working out front against Bach. He'll pick up his dribble. Needs some help now. Bounce pass over to Hoig. Right back to Christensen. Baseline. Kicks it back outside. Trojans trying to work some clock here. Stuart Hoig working against the pressure defense from Neary. 1 minute left to go in the game. Franken out front with it now. He'll drive baseline. Kick it back up top here to Christensen. Christensen escapes the reach in there from Bach. Now just dribbling around, trying to stay away here from the Knights. They might have to start to think about fouling here. Hit it down low. Stuart Hoig tried to go up for the shot. They're going to call a jump ball as Neary got his hands over the top of the basketball, and it's Knights basketball on the arrow.
Oh, it's a tough opportunity there. They tried to get it down low. Stuart tried to take it to the rack, but Neary was right there to tie him up.
Neary will inbound now against pressure here from the Trojans. They get it into Brinks, now right back to Neary. 40 seconds left to go here. It's 41-39. Atlantic has the lead. Knights with the basketball here. Out top, Carter Ludwig. He'll drive, give it off right side, Halbert. Bounce pass down underneath. Brinks backing in against Hoig. Goes up and gets the tough shot to go, and we're all tied. Trojans inbound here. Christensen with it. 22 seconds left to go in the ballgame. Throws it up ahead. It's tapped out of bounds. It was knocked out by Carter Ludwig. The Trojans will have it here at half court. Now a timeout taken here by Atlantic. 19 seconds left to go. It's a full timeout. We're tied at 41. Take a break. Or we'll keep it right here, actually, here as we start to wind down this basketball game. And just a fun one up and down the floor here as Kemper Catholic able to climb their way now back into this game and get it tied here with a nice look down low there to Brinks.
Yeah, give Kemper Catholic credit. A couple of possessions, got the ball down inside where they could get a makeable look, and they were able to get shots, a couple of nice drives to the basket. Yeah, they were down four. It was looking like it was going to go the other direction back in the ball game. But, you know, I like the opportunity here. Trojans have a chance to do something here late. Timeout, set up a play. You got 18 seconds left in a tie ball game. You kind of feel like, well, you hope you can't lose it at this point. You hope you get an opportunity to get that final shot. We'll see what Coach Blazek comes up with.
Yeah, good opportunity here for them. And if they get in any kind of trouble, they have a couple of timeouts left, a full and a 30 here to work with. Kemper Catholic with just one timeout left here. It's a full. So each team with an opportunity, if they have to stop the clock. So if Atlantic were to take a lead here, Knights would have a chance to try to get up the floor and call a timeout if they wanted to. 41 all, 19 seconds left to go in the ballgame. Trojans possession. Atlantic trying to avenge their only loss of the season here on the road against Kemper Catholic. Inbound from Stuart Hoy. Trojans stack here at center court. They'll get it inbounded here to Franken, and he'll bring it up across the timeline. Guarded by Neary. Franken out front, 12 seconds to go. Slow to start it up here, 10 seconds. Franken drives right side, goes all the way towards the rack. A foul call. It's going to be a blocking foul underneath as Halbert tried to step in front of Franken before he went to the up with the shot. And they are going to call it a shooting foul. He was just getting into the motion there of the shot, and they're going to call it a shooting foul. He'll go to the line here to shoot two. Chris Halbert picks up his second foul, and now Dalton Franken with a chance here at the line to give the Trojans the lead. First free throw up and good. Dalton Franken with one more coming. It's 42-41. Atlantic on top of Kemper Catholic. Trying to make it a two-point lead here for the Trojans. And the second one on the way, it's good. Great job by Franken to step up and get the shots there at the stripe. Timeout's going to be called here now by Atlantic. We'll keep it right here. It's just a 30-second timeout anyways here for a brief talking here. Both coaches were getting up to try to call a timeout. They're going to credit it here to Atlantic. And plays it, chooses to take just the 32nd one. But a two-point lead here, 43-41. 6 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
Yeah, an opportunity here to play some defense. Now, here's the thing. Atlantic's been real aggressive defensively. They always are. And they'll pressure outside, and hopefully they can keep enough pressure out there to make sure that they don't get off any looks. But you also don't want to put so much pressure out front that somebody's able to sneak behind. We've seen that once or twice here tonight, and you don't want to give Kemper Catholic an easy opportunity here with just 6 seconds left.
Well, and just five team fouls here against the Trojans as well, so they do have one to give. So if they were to get in a little bit of a trouble, then maybe we would just have chance then to have, you know, just a chance to maybe inbound it one more time here if a little bit of clock runs off there. But then you definitely do have to be careful after that. But, of course, they're going to be quick to try to get into shooting motion, so any foul is going to be likely maybe to send a player to the line. So you got to be extra careful here. We're going to have an extended timeout as the Knights are going to go ahead and take the full here.
Yeah, Atlantic had a 30, and then they gave Kemper Catholic a full on top of that as they want to get a good long visit with it. Actually, Coach Tyler Edwards spent most of that 30-second timeout arguing with the officials about something, so he needs some time to talk to his players yet, so he'll call the full timeout. And that's it now for Kemper Catholic. Here's the other side, too. We've already seen five-second calls against them for not getting the ball in here tonight, and they have no timeouts left. They're done. So if they can't get the ball in within 5 seconds, they're in trouble.
Well, that provides a unique situation here, and maybe Coach Blazek's harping that to his troops as well. You have that foul to give. Be very aggressive on the inbound and make it very difficult for them. And it looks like Atlantic is going to pressure here a little bit here into the front court as Christensen will guard closely. Boyd's going to come up. They're going to let him inbound it, though, as Halbert gets it. And he gets it right back here in the middle of the box. Bach runs it up the floor. He'll try an awkward three on the run. Off the back iron, or off the backboard, off the rim, no good. And time expires, and that's going to do it as Atlantic comes away here with the 43-41 victory on the road here in Hawkeye 10 conference play. And they get a little bit of good taste in their mouth from the first time these two teams play as they avenge their only loss of the season and pick one up here on the road. 43-41. The Trojans win it here on the road tonight against Kemper Catholic. We'll take a break, come back to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Seed Pros South in Griswold is your local Pioneer seed provider. Let John Becker, Mark Van Tiger, and Lee Satoff help you with all of your seed needs. Their goal is your profitability. Give Seed Pros South in Griswold a call at 712-778-4486. Exira Care Center has a 17-bed Alzheimer's unit in addition to 49 nursing beds. The facility offers a warm and home-like atmosphere for their residents and families. The dedicated and caring staff works as a team to make sure each and every resident is cared for and made to feel at home. Exira Care Center, caring for those you love. With over 70 years of combined experience, you can trust the work at Exhaust Pros in Audubon. Whether it's exhaust work, tire alignments, brakes, or new tires, stop next door at CarQuest for all of your quality parts and service. Located at 513 Market Street in Audubon.
And welcome back here to Kemper Catholic High School as we wrap up our broadcast here for you tonight as Atlantic goes on the road and picks up a Hawkeye 10 conference victory and avenges their only loss of the season as they pick it up the win here over Kemper Catholic here tonight. 43-41 is your final score here as the Trojans come away with a very hard-fought victory in what was a tight ball game, a very active game, a game where both teams really struggled to shoot the basketball, and in the end it just came down to who was going to have a little bit more extra effort there down the stretch, and the Trojans, to their credit, were able to knock down some key shots at the free throw line down the stretch as well to pick up this win.
You know, though, Chris, as has been the case most of the season, defense leads the way again for Atlantic. They didn't shoot very well tonight, quite frankly. The outside shots just weren't falling for the most part. Kemper Catholic played some pretty solid interior defense tonight. When the Trojans thought they had some decent looks on some quick passes down in the lane, Kemper Catholic able to defend those pretty well. They really had to defend on their defense tonight, and they did a pretty good job creating turnovers here in the ball game tonight. A lot of those turnovers coming from Atlantic steals. And, you know, again, some nights you just don't shoot very well. Some nights the ball doesn't fall. But you can always play good defense, and Atlantic tends to do that, and it keeps them close in these types of games.
And they get the victory here tonight, and it was a kind of a frantic finish. Dalton Franken able to hit a couple of free throws to put the Trojans up by two. There was just 6 seconds left in the game for Kemper Catholic as they got it inbound to Riley Bach, who kind of just barreled his way down the center of the court and then stopped and threw up an awkward off-balance three. I'm sure that's not the look that they wanted to get at the end of the game, but it rattled off the backboard and then the front of the rim, and time expired as the ball hit the floor. So the Trojans pick up the win here tonight. We'll take a look here at the score sheet here for you. Sam Markham, a guy that really got him sparked there in the second half as he hit 4 3-pointers in the third quarter to lead the way, and picked up 18 points here tonight to lead the charge for the Trojans. 11 points for Dalton Franken, 10 chipped in tonight by Stuart Hoig, and 4 in the ballgame as well for Chad Christensen. And those are the only 4 guys in the scorebook here tonight, so it shows you how tough going the scoring was here this evening. 10 of 14 from the line for the Trojans, and they made those key ones down the stretch with both Christensen and Franken knocking down some key free throws towards the end of the ball game. For Kemper Catholic in the loss, Sam Brinks led the way with 18 points. 8 chipped in tonight by Chris Halber. 6 points for Cole Neary. Also 4 tonight for Alex Gunnarsson. 3 points chipped in by Alex Dries. And 2 points tonight as well here for Riley Bach as Knights went 6 of 6 from the free throw line as well. They turned the ball over 17 times here tonight, whereas Atlantic turned it over 10 times. And you mentioned those 2 guys before the game leading the charge. Christensen had 4 steals. Also Markham with 4 steals tonight. He had a block in there as well. So a good defensive effort here ultimately pulls out the victory here for Atlantic.
A team game. Not all the team's going to score all the time. Not every player out there will get a chance to put points on the board, but everybody had an opportunity to put a hand in some place to knock a basketball away, grab a key rebound, and they got some decent minutes off the bench too. Jared Folk had to play some extended minutes in that second quarter when Harrison Hoig had those 2 fouls early, and he did a nice job out there. Ben Nelson came in and spelled Chad Christensen, who was a little under the weather tonight and was struggling a little bit with that shot, I assume because of the illness, but he did a nice job. He came in, didn't score any points, but you know, you don't have to all the time to contribute. He did a nice job tonight as well, helping out the Trojan cause.
Well, the Trojans with the victory here in conference play tonight, they improve in the conference to 7-1, and overall their record now 12-1, as once again they avenge that only loss of the season they had earlier in the year at home to these Kemper Catholic Knights. Kemper Catholic, they fall now to 8-6 overall and 5-3 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. So that's how things finish up for us here tonight. 43-41, Atlantic with the win over Kemper Catholic. As we wrap up our broadcast here this evening, our next high school basketball comes your way here on Friday night, as we'll be at Adair Casey High School as the Cam Cougars will come a call in there for a girl-boy varsity basketball doubleheader on Friday night. The girls set to go at 6 o'clock, so we'll have that for you here on the radio at AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web for you as well at KJN.com, and don't forget our mobile apps for the iPhone and Android platforms. It's going to wrap up our broadcast here this evening. Atlantic picks up the road victory, 43-41, here tonight over Kemper Catholic. For Tiffany Brockman back in the studios and Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Carroll.